B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
It's a special emergency edition of the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. I feel like I should have some sort of sirens going on or something. It's Uncle Wayne Swinney and Bobby Amaru from the band Saliva talking about football. And then, of course, talking about the news that was broke today that Josie Scott is going to be rejoining the band for an upcoming 20th anniversary. We're going to get into all of it next right here on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
A lot of things to get to today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. Like I said, a special emergency edition, as it was announced earlier today, Josie Scott is going to rejoin the band. Coming up here in the future, when, we're not exactly sure. He says 2020. Uncle Wayne will chime in on that coming up here in just a few minutes. Through some phone calls and some of my connections today, I got the guys on the podcast today. They wanted to kind of give their side of the story as far as what's going to happen with the future of Saliva. So I'll tell you what. Super good guys. I can't say enough good things about Wayne and Bobby. They've always been great to me. Like I mentioned in the interview, Brad Stewart's really my conduit to this band. I've known him for a lot of years when he played in Saliva and Fuel and whatnot. And Bobby and Wayne have just taken me in like part of the family. And they're just such good guys. And so when this broke earlier today and they wanted to get on and kind of tell their side of it, I thought, for sure, absolutely. So without further ado, Uncle Wayne, how's things, brother?
Everything's great, Meltdown, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Just got home back down here in Mississippi, washing some clothes, paying some bills, getting ready for Monday Night Football, man.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, Monday Night Football. So, Bobby, whereabouts in the world are you?
Man, I'm in Jacksonville right now, just kind of gearing up. We got a few shows this week. We're actually in Flint at Machine Shop on Wayne's birthday this Thursday on Halloween. So.
Wait a second. Hold on. Back up for 1 second. You guys for God's sake. My liver can't take this.
So we'll go easy on you, bro.
Saving Abel's going to be there, too?
Yeah, man, and I think, in Tantric and Trap, it's basically the Mudfest tour minus Puddle of Mud.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm going to have to join you guys then because I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I left Vegas when the Lost Rages show, I left that morning at 8 a.m. Vegas time. I didn't know you guys were playing, and my son had hockey games and stuff. Otherwise, I would have stayed till Sunday.
Man, that was a fun show, man.
Yeah, great crowd. I saw some of the pictures, man. It looked amazing. Wayne, I think I saw some pictures from behind the stage. I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, as well, some people don't know, but I'm a huge Raiders fan. So Vegas may possibly be my future home. I may have to talk to some credit counselors and real estate agents, possibly maybe a loan shark or two, but we'll see about that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Wayne, because I went to the Golden Knights game, and of course they're building that arena or the stadium right next to the arena. So and of course you bleed like black and white. So are you going to travel with the team? Is that going to still remain your team?
I will travel. I was Oakland Raiders first, L.A. Raiders. Second, Oakland Raiders again. I will be Las Vegas Raiders. If they decide to play on Mars, I will be Mars Raiders.
Now, Bobby, what's your team?
Man, I'm Jags all the way. My family's Metairie, Louisiana, so I kind of grew up on the Saints too. So you know, at least you know, one's doing bad, the other one's typically doing good. So,
well, the Saints. You know, what's funny about that. So everybody's superstitious, right? And you guys may have heard about this or not. I'm not sure, but so Chris Henderson from Three Doors Down, he will not play his Saints guitar on days that they play. Did you know that?
Oh,
probably for good reason.
I get that because like here's my thing. I've got so much Raider gear. I used to, like, I wouldn't wear anything. I wouldn't drink out of the Raiders mug. Now I've got it down to I can do one Raider item when it's game day. But if I do two, it's like, you know, it's like crossing two fingers. It's a jinx. So I won't do it. I'll do one item.
You got any superstitions, Bobby?
Man, every time I wear a shirt of my team, we end up like losing or down and out. So I try to avoid that, you know. And I mean, I light a candle and just pray.
That's hysterical. Go. Well, listen, both of you guys can be happy that you're not Lions fans. That's all I got to say about that. So
there's been some heartbreaking losses for you guys, man. I've watched a lot of those games. It's like all down to the last. Like, you know, I mean, you guys could very well have a 5-3 record right now, you know, 6-2, like a lot of those games.
Well, so, it all comes down to well, there's that hashtag that pops up, a hashtag SOL, same old Lions, because I've been here for 24 years now, and I've seen my fair share of the same old Lions.
So, yeah. Right.
I like Stafford, man. I think he's a great quarterback, dude.
Yeah.
Stafford is great, and I tell you, that Green Bay game, they got robbed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
with a couple of bad calls, you know.
Yeah,
but
they got jobbed.
Officiating has been a little off everywhere this year, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we could talk about football all night long, but let's switch gears here. Let's switch gears here to the news that came out today as far as the saliva front. And I'll tell you what, Wayne, I'll let you start off. Josie came out, said that he might, you know, reunite with you guys, do an album tour in 2020. So what say you?
Yes, we've been chatting back and forth for a few months now. And I mean, as soon as we started talking, I kind of sat down with Bobby. I was like, look, man, there's a possibility we're going to do this. I don't know when. I don't know the timeline. But and to tell the truth, Bobby had actually, he knew the 20-year anniversary was coming up before I did. And before any of this even came up, he was like, look, bro, if y'all are going to do some reunion stuff, you know, it's totally cool, no sweat. So, and then literally maybe a month or two after that, we started kind of talking back and forth. So, yeah, it's going to be, you know, it'll probably be later on in 2020. We're playing, like, the first record came out in 2001. So the initial talks were, let's do a 20-year reunion thing, you know, which would be not 2020, but 2021. But what's happened, you know, there's been text messages. We started talking, and everybody's excited. Josie's excited. I'm excited. You know, families are excited. Christie's, you know, everybody's pumped up. So, you know, Josie, I guess he couldn't hold it in anymore, man. I don't blame him. You know, it's been a long time. I know he's looking forward and excited to not dipping his toe in the water. I think he wants to jump in the deep end off the high dive. So, you know, everybody's together on this. We honestly never knew if it was going to happen, you know, after Josie left the band, you know, but we've been on great terms. Actually, all the ex-members, and I'm still friends with everybody. So, and we text and talk and send each other Christmas high fives and stuff. So, you know, we've all been in touch through the years. But yeah, this finally, we've talked about it enough, and I guess Josie's finally at a spot where he's ready to do it. So I was like, okay, bro, I'm your wingman. Let me know. And I got to say, I'm very thankful, you know, to Bobby for being so gracious and cool and actually respectful all these years too, you know, to the songs, to the original deal. It's been great. But I mean, for right now, for the rest of this year and for the foreseeable future of 2020, the lineup that as it exists right now with Bobby Amaru, Brad Stewart, Paul Crosby, and myself, we'll still be doing some shows, and we'll be, you know, collaborating, writing some songs. I know Josie's anxious to get in the studio and start putting, he said he's got all kinds of ideas. So I haven't heard anything. We haven't started on anything yet, but yes, the time, you know, the clock has started ticking, so it will happen. It's just going to be a little bit first.
Now, Bobby, what was your thoughts? I mean, when you saw that, when you heard it came out, say, I'm sure your phone probably blew up perhaps or whatever, but like Wayne was just saying that you were kind of on board and you were gracious enough to know that this day was coming. So what are your thoughts now?
Man, you know, I actually, was surprised it didn't happen sooner. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, there's, you know, it's been fun, man. It's great. And I love Wayne to death. And we've had so much, so many good times, a lot of good shows, you know, traveled the world, basically. And, you know, there's a legacy with these songs and with the band, you know, from the beginning that has to be respected, I think. And, you know, it's like, it's something that, you know, if they want to do it, then I think it's great. It's a great, it's positive. There's nothing negative about it whatsoever, you know.
Now, Bobby, talk about, like, I've talked to other, you know, singers and stuff that have kind of kept bands going. I mean, you know, really, you kind of kept Saliva going. You were the face and the voice of the band for the last several years. Talk about that.
Well, you know, when I first got in the band, you never really know how it's going to go. You learn a lot, you know, you figure out what works, what doesn't work. And my whole goal was to really just go out and own the stage, man, and just make sure that anybody that saw the band live or saw me was like, wow, that guy, you know, he's doing the songs justice or whatever, versus like, man, that guy's really terrible. That's always a big letdown. It really is. But I always say that it's like, it's kind of messy, man. You don't like it, you no matter what. So all those people that have been negative or didn't like it, like, okay, whatever, to the next. Never really let that stuff affect me, or, you know, just keep grinding, man. And I always felt like there were more positives than there were negatives. And I don't think it would have lasted as long as it did if there were more negatives. So, you know, it's been great, man. It's been 8 years. It feels like 80. You know?
Yeah. And hey, I want to jump in here first and say too, when Bobby came in from day one, and was not 110, like 1,010%, has killed it from day one. And I mean, I'm sure, look, we're going to, if and when everything happens with the reunion, that'll kind of make its own course. But there's no way, I mean, I can't quit writing and playing with Bobby too, man. You know, I'm sure we'll keep doing stuff. And then who knows? I don't know. You know, there's nothing on paper. I don't know how long Josie wants to come back, if he wants to come back for good, or if it's going to be like a reunion CD and a reunion tour, and then he's done. I'm not sure. That's you know, it's all preliminary and just kind of barely been discussed at this point. But, you know, I just... You know, it's crazy. It's so cool to have Bobby be so cool about it. He's always had my back, and I got his for sure too. So, you know, as it stands, we will continue to do some shows with the current lineup, and it'll be business as usual for a while. And then as things start getting closer, we'll probably take a break and set up, you know, the reunion thing with who all wants to be involved, who is involved. You know, like I said, nothing's really on paper now, but, you know, we've, you know, Chris D and myself and Josie have spoken. So we'll see who all else wants to do it. And hopefully, you know, my whole thing is I hope I can stay alive long enough, you know, just to make that happen. But
well, you got to get past this Thursday first, apparently. So
yeah,
right? Yeah, man, for real. Yeah. But I got to say, man, I'm such a lucky guitar player, man. I mean, I was lucky enough to be around in the early days of Saliva, and then was double lucky getting to play with Bobby all these years. And I'm sure, like I said, we will continue to write and collaborate and work and put out music too. And if it's not Saliva, then, you know, we'll figure out another name to call that stuff. But, you know,
there's a lot of fans, man, you know. And I would say, like, the brand, it's a good solid brand. You know, they have great songs, you know, sold records and, you know, done a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, how many bands apparently went on, you know, did like, you know, freaking WrestleMania and things like that, and all the stuff for the troops and all the other things. It's just really, it's really a good thing to have been a part of, man. And, you know, we still have like 12 shows remaining this year. We got like a handful of shows in 2020, and, you know, I think they're going to start focusing on, you know, what the next thing is for that. you know, and yeah. These things probably, they take time. I'm not speaking for them. I'm just saying, I think that no matter what, these kind of things do take time. You know,
Bobby, so you've been in the band for 8 years, and I've really gotten to know you guys over the past few years through my friendship with Brad, who I've known since the early 2000s. But whenever I'm around you guys, I always get this feeling that you guys, all of you guys, really, really like each other. So, Bobby, tell me about joining the band, and then maybe what your thoughts were as to how long you could last in the band, if this is all it was cracked up to be, or tell me your thoughts about the past 8 years.
Oh, wow, man. How much time do you have? the beginning to now, I mean, it's like night and day. I would say, like, I wasn't ever really nervous. You know, it was more or less like kind of like fitting in. You know, these guys have been doing this so long. You know, where do you kind of find your place and, you know, learn your role? And, you know, it was a lot. Those first few years was a lot of craziness and a lot of, you know, I don't want to say regrets or, you know, just bad decisions or whatever, you know, but, you know, I quit drinking, you know, I'm sober for a year now, actually. And, that was, from then to now, that's been one of the biggest highlights for me is being able to get sober and realize that, you know, there's a lot more to life than this. You know, you want to have kids and, you know, and there's a lot more than just boozing, man. And you know, I think that if I can quit drinking, anyone can quit drinking, man, you know. And I kind of I have to be grateful that I started taking my health serious and started, you know, I love playing music, though. That's been my whole life, you know, that's been my whole thing. And, you know, I can't really name one great memory in 8 years. There's been tons of them. So
it's just unreal. Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Same here, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, man. I don't know what I did, you know, to get this lucky to be able. And, you know, the past, you know, what, 8-9 years? I owe to Bobby right here on the phone. I mean, if he hadn't come in and kicked ass, and we wouldn't be able to keep this thing going. So really, realistically, I owe this past decade to the other man on the line here, man. Definitely appreciate that too, you know.
Yeah, there is something, like I was talking about before. It's like, you know, listen, this thing could have crashed and burned, but you guys continue to play gigs. You continue to play, you know, packed houses. And I think a lot of it, like Wayne says, has to do with Bobby and his consistent, you know, frontman status and owning the stage, like he says, and just keeping things rolling. Right, Wayne?
I swear, man. And now, you know, once we got our legs under us, it's really been fun to watch how Bobby, like, man, was started, you know, getting his confidence up, getting better and better, started figuring out his thing. And like now, man, I could walk on stage, you know, in sweatpants and sit down in a chair and the crowd's still gonna respond because he's out there killing it. I mean, it makes my job easy, I swear.
That's cool. So, Bobby, I mean, obviously, you say you've known this, you know, for a few months now or something. Have you been looking at anything in the future as far as what you may do if they go off and do this with Josie? Do you got anything lined up or any thoughts about that?
Well, apparently they're looking for a guy to do their taxes. So, you know, I think I'm going to put in for that.
You know this all my friend. No.
Honestly, man, I haven't even thought about it. You know, we still have some shows left, and I'm just kind of, you know, I haven't even really put two and two, you know, on it. I just know it's a positive, man. I know it's nothing negative. It's not going to be negative. It's going to be great. And I really care about Wayne, and I think, you know, as long as he's happy, man, I'm happy. It's just kind of the way it is, you know.
We're bros, man. You know, once you've been together this long on the road, you're family. Yeah. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, we know each other's kids. You know, wives, girlfriends.
You get smarter about it. If you could put all the business bullshit aside, you know, you're kind of like everyone's old enough to kind of realize that, you know. you can hang with each other and actually deal with each other with all the other, you know, shit outside the box.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. You know? It's like a huge part of this too, man. Anybody that's seen the Netflix special, what Rob Zombie said, like, you can look great, you can play great, but if I can't hang out with you, it's not going to work. And from day one, you know, we've always had a great time together, you know, been through thick and thin. Basically, the old quote, we walked through the hounds of hell wearing milk bone underwear. So, and survived to tell the tale. So,
AKA,
there's still way more ahead.
Go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry. What'd you say? What, AKA what?
I said AKA Dallas, Texas in August.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Man.
So hot. Brutal.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah, dude. But, you know, then bottom line, yeah, everyone's excited about the news, you know, about a reunion. And at this point, yeah, the wheels are turning, I guess, you know, the gears are turning. But we still got work to do, you know, with the current lineup of the band. We're going to do more shows. We're going to still go out, kick ass. We're going to bring it like we always did. And then if and when the, you know, transition happens, we'll make that switch. But I know this, man. Me and Bobby will continue to make music together. You know, there's no two ways about that.
Yeah.
Can't have this much time jamming and just kind of shake hands and walk away. That would be messed up. So
yeah, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I'll let you guys get on with your Monday night activities. We just wanted to get your words out there. I'll give each one of you one last chance to say whatever you want to say about the announcement, about whatever. I know we said a lot about it, but Bobby, last thoughts, anything else you wanted to add?
Man, I'm excited for it, dude. I think it's gonna be killer. I think it's gonna be awesome. So, you know, I think it's been everyone I've met, you know, and shared the stage with, it's been great. It's been an honor, man. It's been, I keep it humble and just, just stay grateful for the opportunity, man, at the end of the day, you know, so it's definitely good.
Yeah, that's definitely the way that I've always thought about you, as a matter of fact. So, Wayne, last thoughts, anything else you want to add?
Well, it's basically the same thing, man. And that what you just heard Bobby say, man, that's why I love this guy so much, man. He's humble. Come in, done all the work, you know, plus some, you know, taking care of tour managing, booking flights, all that stuff. You know, I'm so fortunate to be in a band with him. But yeah, everyone's excited about the reunion news. You know, we'll keep everyone posted. I'm sure, you know, from all points in the band, I'm sure there will be updates and stuff. So we'll be sure and get out in front of any news and keep everybody up to speed. And, you know, for all the fans, like I said, we look forward to it, but we still got unfinished business to do with the current band, and I can't wait to do that. And, you know, like I said, so fortunate, lucky to have this opportunity. So
there you go. Well, nicely said. And now we have to go talk to a farmer about some horses, right? Is that how that works?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right.
All right, brother.
I heard Wayne say that one time when he was going to I go, what is he talking about? Farmers? He's got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 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 Code language there.
you're going to miss that, I'm sure, right, Bobby?
Oh, I don't think he'll be too far away from that. That's one. Yeah, that's. Yeah, the bus bathroom, I don't think anyone ever miss a tour bus bathroom, ever.
No, not at all.
Right on, man.
Well, listen, you guys, thanks so much for the time. It's always great to talk with you guys. And I kind of forgot or didn't realize you guys are playing Thursday, so I guess we'll see you in a couple days.
Oh, yeah, man.
On Halloween, dude.
Got games coming up. Can't wait to get up north.
Uncle Wayne Sweeney and Bobby Amaru today on the Talkin' Rockin' Meltdown podcast. And, man, Nicer, just more quality people are hard to find. So really happy for both those guys. And I think they pretty much said it best right there. Wayne, of course, looking forward to it. Bobby says, hey, man, listen, you know, I was there to help you guys through these past few years, and I appreciate that, and I'm grateful. And it's time for you guys to get back to, you know, doing what you do with Josie. So really cool on both counts. I have to admit, when I called these guys, I wasn't sure which way this phone call was going to take. To be totally honest with you, but it seems pretty positive, so that's good. So I'll see those guys and hopefully you up in Flint at the machine shop if you're anywhere in the southeast Michigan area. Maybe check out that show. I know it's sold out, so if you got tickets, I'll see you up there. In the meantime, a big heartfelt thank you to Wayne and Bobby for checking in. I've got a bunch of interviews lined up and ready to crank out. One with a legendary producer, which I'm supposed to be talking to, so that should be coming up on the Talkin' Rock podcast here, maybe even within a day or two. So in the meantime, thank you so much for checking out Talkin' Rock. We'll do it all over again very soon.